This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy fighting and shelling continue near Europe's largest nuclear power plant in a Russian-controlled area of eastern Ukraine, a day after a UN inspection team arrived on a mission to safeguard it against catastrophe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Rafael Grossi, the International Atomic Energy Agency's Director General, tells reporters his team has completed a first tour of the nuclear facility.
There's a lot more to do. My team is staying on, and more importantly and most importantly, we are establishing a continued presence from the IAEA here.
Grossi adds he continues to be worried about the plant until experts have a situation which is more stable. He went on, it's obvious the plant and the physical integrity of it has been violated several times by chance, deliberately. We don't have the elements to assess that yet. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Judicial and law enforcement authorities were investigating Friday whether a Brazilian citizen who appears to have tried to assassinate Argentina's politically powerful vice president, Cristina Fernandez, was a lone gunman or whether he was part of a larger organization. The suspect is a 35-year-old street vendor who has lived in Argentina for decades. The assassination attempt has shaken Argentina, a country with a history of political violence, and allies of Fernandez, who was president from 2007 to 2015, have called for a march in downtown Buenos Aires to express their support. President Alberto Fernandez, who's not related, a former president herself, said the pistol did not discharge when the man tried to fire it. This is VOA News. India on Friday commissioned its first home-built aircraft carrier as it seeks to counter regional rival China's much larger and growing fleet and expand its own indigenous shipbuilding capabilities. More than just adding to the country's naval capabilities, Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed the importance of India now being only one of a handful of nations with an indigenous carrier program. Modi called an example of India's defense self-reliance. U.S. space agency NASA is counting down towards a Saturday launch of its new moon rocket, its second attempt in a week. Fuel leaks and a bad engine sensor foiled Monday's try. Managers say they fixed the leaks and will work around the faulty sensor in hopes of finally getting the test flight off. The 322-foot rocket is the most powerful ever built by NASA. An Associated Press analysis finds U.S. red flag laws touted as a tool to stop gun violence are rarely used. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
An in-depth look by the AP found many U.S. states barely use the red flag laws passed in an effort to prevent shootings before they happen. It's a trend blamed on a lack of awareness about the laws and resistance by some authorities to enforce them. In the District of Columbia and 19 states that have such laws, they've been used just over 15,000 times since 2020. In Chicago, where Illinois law allows police to take firearms away from people who threaten to kill, the law has been used just four times since 2020, even though there have been more than 8,500 shootings, resulting in 1,800 deaths. In New Mexico, their red flag law has been used eight times during that period, amid nearly 600 gun homicides. In Massachusetts, just 12 times, with nearly 300 deadly shootings. Experts say the use of the laws are woefully low, not enough to make a dent in gun violence, considering the millions of firearms in circulation and potential warning signs encountered by officers every day. I'm Jennifer King.
Recapping our top story, heavy fighting continued Friday near Europe's largest nuclear power plant in a Russian-controlled area of eastern Ukraine, a day after experts from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency voiced concerns about structural damage to the sprawling Zaporizhzhia site. The team of inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency, braving gunfire and artillery blasts along their route, crossed the front lines to reach the Zaporizhzhia plant on Thursday in a mission to help safeguard the plant against catastrophe. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.